This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. First up today, the internet. The Trump administration, not for the first time, proposed limits yesterday on the laws that shield tech companies from liability for what their users do online. This law has been controversial for a long time. The Trump administration and conservatives mostly claim that tech companies are using it to censor them. Their changes would make the law more narrow, but potentially allow more political speech and misinformation. But many privacy advocates and internet researchers think changes to the law should encourage social media platforms to take down more potentially harmful content and ads. But as Marketplace's Sabri Benisher points out, nothing is likely to happen very soon.
Internet companies' websites have two kinds of immunity. First, if you post something illegal on Facebook, let's say, like defamation, Facebook isn't legally liable, with certain exceptions. Second, if you post something legal on Facebook and it gets taken down, Facebook isn't legally liable if you're mad. Both of these immunities are being targeted by a collection of proposals from the White House, the Justice Department, and Capitol Hill. Daphne Keller is director of platform regulation at Stanford Cyber Policy Center.
If the first immunity were limited and platforms faced more liability for leaving up user speech that might violate the law, changing that would seriously change the internet as we know it.
Websites might have to hire legions of lawyers to assess allegations and figure out if user speech is illegal or not. Facebook's and Google's might be able to handle that. Smaller websites would probably not. And so Keller says sites would be incentivized to just take a lot more stuff down.
And so it becomes very hard to imagine things like the Me Too movement in a world where platforms are worried that they're going to be liable for defamation.
The DOJ's proposal targets the second type of immunity as well. It would effectively open up platforms to legal action if those platforms take down posts simply because they find them objectionable.
That is basically telling a private company that it could face all kinds of crackdowns if it doesn't participate in certain kinds of speech.
Siva Vaidyanathan is a professor of media studies at the University of Virginia. A social media platform would be shielded from legal challenge if it took down unlawful posts or posts promoting terrorism, but could be sued if it wanted to take down something that was racist or untrue. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.